But it's good to be here tonight, and it's good to be saved, and it's good to be in church, and we ought to thank the Lord. You are among the privileged few in the world that have ever been in a meeting like this. Really, you are. Do you realize most people in the whole world have never one time been in a camp meeting with Bible preaching and freedom, singing like we've heard these last few nights? Never. Not one time. Not once. And we have it all the time. So just remember, to whom much is forgiven, much will be required. The Lord's going to require it of us one of these days. I've enjoyed being here. Thank y'all for being good to us, treating us really, really good these past few days. And I'm just thrilled about what God's doing here in this church. I sent a text down to somebody in North Carolina. They're having church right now at our church. And I said, y'all pray for us tonight. And they have, because you have potential. You've got potential here to be an impact on this town. And you've got everything you need. Just don't let the devil get in you. Get last night's CD and listen to it about every 3 or 4 months. And so we can all be nice and get along with each other. Ain't that right? See, the devil can't hurt the church from outside. They can build a liquor store on every side of this church and it won't hurt it a bit. The way the devil gets on the inside. And so I hope that you'll do that. Now, I want to say just a word about the pastor and his wife and family. I strongly recommend everywhere I go. You know, if a man works for the telephone company or if a man works for the power company or wherever, 2 or 3 times a year, they send him to a seminar or something where he can keep updated on what his company or plans are and stuff like that. So he can stay like a teacher keeps her license or a nurse has to renew them every now and then. I strongly encourage you, about 2 times a year, send your pastor and his wife off somewhere to a camp meeting somewhere else where he can just go get his soul fed and come back, and you'll be the beneficiary. So I hope that you'll do that. Just so happens, we're having one coming up here in October. Seriously, and y'all get together and send him down there for a few days and take care of him, and you will benefit. October, I believe it's, did I say 21st, by the way? 21st starts on Wednesday night, the 21st, and goes all the way through Sunday, which will be the 25th. Sorry about that. And turn it down till we can get it to quit. Maybe it quit then, okay? On Sunday, the 25th. So we'd love to have you to come. You say, well, that's a long way down there. It's the same far from here to there as it is from there to here. And so 320 miles, something like that. So it's not that bad. And we'd love for y'all to send the pastor and anybody else who wants to come to our camp meeting. We have morning services at 10 o'clock and evening services at 7 o'clock. And we have a great time in the Lord. So we'd really enjoy having you to come. Okay? All right, now tonight, have you got me up? We'll try the thing again, brother. Y'all pray for this little thing here. Y'all take your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 24. And we'll look here in Matthew 24 tonight at some scripture. And the Lord gave for the signs of the end. Still doing? Signs of the end. Matthew chapter 24. And I want to begin reading with verse number 3. I believe tonight, where they come to ask the Lord a question. And these apostles asked the Lord a question, and he answered them. And I want you to notice what he says here in Matthew 24:3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 3 questions. Number 1, tell us, when shall these things be? 2, what shall be the sign of thy coming? 3, and of the end of the world. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. Right. Now, hold your finger there just a second. I'm going to show you something in the Bible. All these are signs of the end. There are no signs in the Bible for the rapture. Right. All these are signs that take place after the church has done been raptured out. The rapture of the church is imminent. That means it could happen at any second. Right now, it could happen just like that. I know we're not sitting down here saying, well, the Lord couldn't come today because this ain't happened, is it? He could come right now. So as we see these things getting ready to happen, we know we've got to be close.
Amen.
So false Christ, false prophets.
Yeah.
They say that there's 1,100 men in the world right now who claim to be Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Charles Manson said he was Jesus. And people believed him. Now, you've been in church and you know you got better sense than that. But you'd be surprised how dumb people are all over the world that don't go to church. They'll believe anybody. I was preaching up in Michigan and this guy just died and he's a prophet or something. And they said he told him he's going to rise from the dead. And there's people sitting around waiting for about a month on this guy to rise from the dead. Now, I imagine he stunketh by then. And they finally forced them to bury him. And you'd be surprised what's going on in this country. I ain't got time to get into all of that. But look at verse number 6. You'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. There ain't no politician going to stop all the wars. Wars are coming. Bigger and better ones. At least 3 more in the future. At least. There's one right after the rapture. There's one at the end of the tribulation. And then there's a big final one on the day at the end of the millennium when fire comes down out of heaven and devours God's enemies. So there are at least 3 more big wars. If you're one of these Greenpeace coexist nuts that went to college and come out dumber than you was when you went in, I hate to tell you this, but there ain't going to be no peace on this earth till the Prince of Peace comes and sits on the throne and fixes everything. And until then, brother, in case of rain, the war will be held in the auditorium. And I'm going to tell you something, they're going to fight it out until Jesus Christ comes and straighten this mess out. Now, look at verse 7. Nation against nation. Kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. Different places. So earthquakes are going to majorly increase. We have seen a 6,000% increase in earthquakes just in the last 30 or 40 years. Just in the last 40 years. These are the beginning of sorrow. Now, verse 9, you want to see ISIS? You don't have to look at the news. Look at your Bible. They've been fighting ever since them two boys was born. You know where ISIS came from? You know where Saddam Hussein come from? You know where Muslims come from? And Muhammad? Islam is not just another way to God. Christianity's brother. Islam is a false religion. There is no such person as Allah. He don't exist. People say, well, they call him Allah. We call him God. No. They call him Allah. There is only one God that made heaven and earth. Abraham had two boys, Ishmael and Isaac. Isaac was son of promise. Ishmael was a half-breed son of the Egyptian Hagar. And all his children come down through there. And that's where people from Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, and ISIS come. And that's why gas is so high right out there at your station tonight. Because Abraham got out of the will of God there for a little while and had that boy before he got the son of promise. And you know what Abraham said about that boy, Ishmael? He said, he shall be a wild man. And every man's hand will be against him. And his hand against every man. So when Obama and all the Democrats or Republicans all sit down at a table trying to say, we love you, please don't shoot us, they're wasting their breath. Now, they cut our heads off tonight. That's what God said was going to happen. You know what the government's going to do to change that? Nothing. Nothing. Look at verse 9. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. We shouldn't be surprised.
That's right.
And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended and betray one another and hate one another and on and on and on and on and on and on during the tribulation. And you know, I used to wonder, preacher, I preached for years and years and years about those people in tribulation that were beheaded. You know, and I thought, my goodness, that's I know it's true, but that's hard to believe. We don't use those methods anymore, and I'll be if we ain't doing it again now. They're cutting their heads off by the thousands, even little kids, people who say they believe the same thing me and you believe tonight. People in other countries getting their head cut off for what me and you are in here doing tonight. So you know what the moral of that story is? If the old black back 66 says it, you can take it to the bank. I mean, it's going to happen. And the Lord's coming, just like he said. He said, behold, I come quickly. I heard about this fella, Brother Wayne. He'd done went to seminary and got him an education. He come out and he's going to preach the greatest sermon ever was. And just young out of school, you know, and he's sort of a cocky young fella. And he come out and boy, he got him a chance to preach. And he was going to preach the greatest oratorial address on the second coming that ever been done. And he got up, and boy, he was going to tell all the great truths of the second coming. And he got up and he said eloquently, "Behold, the Lord said, I come quickly." And when he did, he completely lost his train of thought. His mind went blank. And he thought, oh my God, oh boy. See, there's something about standing up in front of a crowd of people that does something to your memory. It'll mess with it. And his mind went blank like that. And he remembered back in school that they told him, they said, now if you're ever talking to people and you forget where you're at and you don't know what to say, they said, back up and repeat that same sentence again. And then maybe by then you can figure out, you know, where you was at, and you can pick it up and go on. And so he said, okay, Lord, hit me now. And he got more nervous, and that's even worse on your memory. And so he ran back and he said the second time, "Behold, I come quickly." Blank. Couldn't remember nothing. I mean, his mind was complete blank. He thought, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? He said, I'm going to try it one more time. And he said, that's the third time. And he ran back and he come around. He wanted to do it with emphasis. He come around and he said, "Behold, I come quickly." And when he did, he lost his balance and flipped over the table, knocked the flowers over, and he landed right in the lap of this large lady on the front row. And he was sitting in her lap like a little baby. And he said, excuse me, ma'am. And she said, "That's all right, son. You told me three times you was coming. I didn't listen to you." And that's the way people are, you know. The Lord said, "Behold, I come quickly." People ain't listening. And the Lord said, "Behold, I come quickly." People ain't listening. And the Lord said, "Behold, I come quickly." People ain't listening. I'm going to tell you, just as sure as your name's what it is, just as sure as you're sitting on that seat tonight, one of these days, just as sure as my name's Danny, there's going to be a trumpet sound up there, and you're going to hear your name, and I'm going to hear my name, and brother, we're going to leave here like Superman. I mean, right through the cloud in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. It's like, now you see me, now you don't. Just like that right there. Some people say, "Well, I'm going to wait till I see the Lord coming." You ain't going to have time to bat your eye. You know, there's scoffers today. Oh, scoffers. The Bible said that they'd come in the last days. And these scoffers would say, "Where is the promise of his coming?" Right? "For since the fathers fell asleep." Yeah, in other words, we've heard that all our lives. Amen. Yes. Anybody ever heard anybody say that? Oh, yeah. And you heard some preacher talking about the Lord coming back, and some old smart aleck uncle, about 100 years old, like to drink beer all the time, will sit around and say, "I've heard that all my life. Grandma and grandpa used to say that." Like, honey, go out there and cut down one of our pot plants and bring it in here. And I know how you Kentucky people are. Yeah. And he said, "My daddy's from Kentucky." And boy, he said, "I bring one in here and let's smoke it." You know, God made all the herbs of the field. And he said that it was good. I've heard all that. And that was before he cursed it in Genesis 3. He said it's good. But anyway, he said, they said this old woman, she's in her room one day and she's praying. Now these scoffers say, "Where is the promise of his coming? I've heard that all my life." According to the Bible, they're fulfilling the scripture by saying that. So the next time somebody says, "Oh, I've heard that all my life," just clap your hands, jump up and go, "Whoa! You just fulfilled the scripture." Go, huh? That's what he said they'd say right before he come back. You know, I heard that old woman, she's an old country mountain woman, and boy, she's down, she didn't have no money, didn't have nothing coming to the first of the month. And she got down in the living room floor, and she's praying, "God, send her some bread." And she said, "Lord, send me three loaves. Oh, God, I know you're able, send me three loaves." Well, there's scoffers walking up the road. And they could hear her in there praying. And one said, "Listen to that crazy old fool in there praying. God's going to send her some bread." He said, "I know what let's do. Let's go down there to the store and we'll buy three loaves of bread. And we'll drop it in, sneak up on her chimney and drop it down there. And she'll think God brought it to her." So she's all praying, "Oh, Lord, please, Lord, please, help me, God." You know, praying for three loaves of bread. And they went down to the store and bought three loaves of bread. They come up there and they laid that ladder up on that house and crept up privily on the side of the house. That's a Greek word that means they clumb up the side of the house. And they got up there and they could hear grandma down there praying. Oh Lord, please send it. Oh Lord, please send it. They weigh the right minute. Tink, tink, tink. 3 loaves of bread pops out in the living room floor. Grandma comes unglued. I mean, she starts doing this. You know, like them old women used to shout. Like some of you maybe used to. And before you got backslid. And boy, I tell you, she's a shout. Woo! Thank you, Jesus! Woo! Thank you, Jesus! And boy, they give her about 2 or 3 minutes of that and went down there and knocked on her door. She couldn't hardly stand it. She comes on. Thank you, Lord. They said, what's wrong with your old woman? And they said, praise God. She said, God sent me 3 loaves of bread. God sent me 3 loaves of bread. I prayed. They said, no, 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 no. He did not. They said, we brought that up here. They said, we brought that bread. God didn't send you that. Praise the Lord. He did too. They said, listen, lady. God didn't send you that. We brought that up here and dropped it down. She just kept on clapping. She said, praise God. She said, God still sent it. Even the devil didn't bring it. And just kept on shouting. Woo! Woo! I'm going to tell you something, brother. When they laugh at us, when they mock at us, when they rip the pages out of the Bible, when some fool like Marilyn Manson stands on stage and starts ripping up pages, you know what we ought to do? We ought to just lift our hands and say, glory to God, his coming's that much sooner. He's coming one of these days. We legalized this same-sex marriage here the other day. We shouldn't say, oh my goodness. Well, we expected it, didn't we? Yeah. Ain't that what he said was going to happen?
Yeah.
I'd worry if that didn't happen. He said it was going to happen. Ain't no use getting upset. God ain't up there wringing his hands, taking aspirin, or trying to find a Valium, something, brother, calm his nerves down. He knows exactly what's taking place, and he's a-fixing to come and get us out of here.
Yeah.
I want to tell you tonight how close we are to the 666, how close we are to the second coming. Give me a tad of a volume down, brother, and let's see if I might be able to get this thing working right, and we'll show you tonight. I'm telling you this evening, ladies and gentlemen, you hear me this evening, this old book is being fulfilled. Who would have believed? Who would have believed that we'd have seen the day that we're seeing now? You know how people got around? You know, we've only been here 6,000 years.
That's right.
I know that ain't what they tell you in school. But there's only evidence, biblical evidence, for man being on this earth 6,000 years.
Right.
You say, what about that 20-million-year-old rock? God made a 20-million-year-old rock to so them fools have something to break their necks on. He could have made a 20-million-year-old rock 6,000 years ago.
That's right. Yeah.
And I know about all the theories and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just saying, God, let me ask you something. When you seen Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, one day after they was made, there's one day old, how old would you have said they was? Geologist.
Yeah.
Scientifically, you'd have said they've got to be about 30.
Yeah.
There's 24 hours.
Yeah.
You got to watch the Lord, buddy. He'll make it. He'll there's enough stuff out there for just somebody that wants to find an excuse not to believe the Bible. They can find one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Somebody find a sound man. He got mad and left, I believe. But I'll tell you something, brother. There he is. Everybody give him a big hand. He's back. Turn me on up here, brother. I thought he got mad when I was talking about Marilyn Manson. He really don't look like a Marilyn Manson fan. Well, how about Lady Doo-Doo? You don't like her, do you? I hope not. Lord have mercy, she's worse than he is. Give me a volume and see if I got it fixed. No, we don't have it fixed. I want you to pray about that. Now keep it on there just for a minute. And I want you to look here. We'll try to get a picture. Maybe I can drown it out. Maybe I can drown that much of it out. And get the lights back there for me. And I'll get this one here when I need it. And I'm going to show you tonight how close we are to the coming of the Lord. How close are we tonight to his coming? How close are we to the rapture of the church? How close are we to Jesus coming back? Well, I think what I'll do tonight is I done read you the scripture. Now I'm going to show you what's going on, and then you can make up your own mind. How's that? Fair enough? And that way, you ain't believing something just because the preacher said it. All I did was just bring you the mail. You got to open up your mailbox and read it.
That's right. Yep.
Now tonight, I will show you this evening, and you look real carefully, and I'm going to show you how close we are to the mark of the beast, the Lord coming back, and how they feel about this world. Who's got them little lights right up there? They wasn't on last night when I wanted them. So, who's in that light ministry here? And they slip in there a little bit. Who's got the light? Who's in charge of the light ministry? I never could stand lights. It ain't on. It's like every time, like microphones, it ain't on. Sound man keeps the mic off all the time. They don't do a lot of good if they ain't on. That's like keeping your gun at home, but say we don't ever keep it loaded. A gun that ain't loaded ain't going to help you much, y'all. Amen? That's right. And I want to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, if you think what happened down there in Charleston was bad the other night, it'd happen right here tonight if it wasn't the protecting hand of God on this place. We're living in perilous times. I want to show you just a little bit of how bad it really is. Now you watch this evening. Bible tells us, perilous times shall come. Perilous times are here. They'll put you out of the synagogue. The time coming that whoso kills you will think that Christian God serves. This is ISIS.
It's getting worse and worse. More children are being beheaded.
You're startling me with the severity of what you're describing. You say they are beheading children?
They are systematically beheading children.
To ISIS. ISIL is using social media to gain followers. Congressman.
Now you watch
Peter.
This evening.
And America's.
That's what they're doing to Christians. And the Bible said that the time would come when they kill you and think they're doing God's will.
That's right.
There ain't nothing stopping that from happening in Ashland, Kentucky tonight. But the United States Constitution and the mercy of God keeping us safe here this evening. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God we can still read our Bibles and pray and preach and try to get people saved. These people are modern day martyrs for the cause of
this
the Lord Jesus Christ.
Fled villages like...
Watch this. The Bible said in Revelation 13, the Antichrist causeth all to have a mark in their right hand or in their forehead.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? People used to laugh at that. Years ago, preachers preached that 100 years ago, and they said, that's impossible. You can't track down everybody in the world. You can now.
Yep, sir.
Nobody likes about it now. They're already doing it. You know what got me, preacher? I used to preach that, preach it all my life. I've been preaching since I was 19 years old. And we preach it in your right hand and your forehead. We always thought, you know, some kind of stamp, something you could see. It didn't say on the hand. It said in the hand.
Yeah.
It's something inside there. Under the skin. And everybody knows that credit cards this fall are going to microchip. Some of you already got them probably in here tonight. I have a microchip in your card to do business. And the next step past that is I lost my card, somebody stole my card, put it under the skin. That's how close we are. The Lord could come right now. If you're here tonight and you're not right with God, young people, if you're not saved, you're in a dangerous place. You're in a dangerous position in life. And look at here, how close we are to that happening.
Birth control options with technology in women in 2016. The device would cost around $1,000.
And a new credit card marked with a microchip. Credit card companies are making the move to protect all of us from hackers.
Well, credit card companies say that a microchip on your card is a better way to store your information and to keep you safe. A lot of these big name...
See, for your benefit, this is better for you. The greater good. See that Target store back there behind her? She said they'll start doing this fall, 2015. And next year, credit cards, they'll have all your information on it. They'll know your history. Then if you start losing, the next step is putting it under your skin. That's the very next step. The only thing that has to happen to cause that would be an emergency. And brethren, they have an emergency fixing to happen. It's called the rapture of the church.
Are switching over to the microchip scanners.
You say you think most big all yet?
Well, I think they're switching over to it. I think it's going to be a process. I read something earlier tonight that said that credit card companies are telling stores to really get ready for this by the fall of 2015. Credit card companies are telling stores to really get ready for this by the fall of 2015.
Fall of 2015. Look at here. You want to see that? You see this sign right here? That's the sign. That's not mean three-pointer. That's 666.
Yeah, right.
You see the three sixes?
Right.
And you see the eye of Horus? That symbolic eye over the right eye? And there's probably not 10% of the preachers in Kentucky understands the Bible teaches the Antichrist has a bad right eye.
Yeah, right.
What's this one eye stuff? They all see an eye on the back of your dollar bill.
Right.
The back of your dollar bill. They big brother, big daddy's watching you. What's the dark right eye? Zechariah chapter 11 said the Antichrist will have a dark right eye and a dried up right arm. Listen, they put out that old show years ago that was called the $6 million man. Not the $7 million man.
Six.
Not the $5 million man. $6 million man. And his left arm was super strong and his left eye was super strong. Where'd they get that? The church people don't even know that. That the Antichrist has one eye. His deadly wound will be healed. He'll be wounded. And brother, we ain't got time to get into all that. You want to see some right eye? You want to see the blasphemy? Look at this. Bad right eye. Bad right eye. See the one eye inside the pyramid? Inside the pyramid? The bad right eye? See the 666 signs? Flashing it, telling you, he's coming. The Antichrist is coming. See that? Cross. See the upside down cross? See, it said Jesus saves, I spend. Mocking the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at that, the bad right eye. Look at this. The end is at hand. The end is at hand with all seeing eye inside the right hand, in the hand. You don't think our generation of kids are being groomed and prepared? Why do you think tattoos are so popular?
Right.
Why all of a sudden everybody getting tattooed up? You know why? They'll just slip right in and say, oh, that's cool, man. Put it right there. That's cool. I want mine to show. Put it right there on my forehead. Cool, man. I know people have that one eye. We got a guy in our church. He has that all-seeing eye right on his back right here. He said, Danny, I had no idea what that meant. I said, why'd you put that on there? And he said, I thought it was cool. It's a spirit. It's a spirit that swept up our generation, getting us ready for the Antichrist. I'm telling you, I'm just getting started. You watch it tonight. Look at that. It says, the end is at hand. You ain't going to see it much clearer than that. That ain't a bunch of preachers made that. That's the world. That's the world. They all see an eye inside the hand. Think they won't take the mark? You see that owl? You know why owls are so popular? Jewelry, earrings, necklaces.
Right.
That owl is a picture of an unclean bird and spirit in the Bible. You know, they got all that. I ain't got time to get into all this. But all that UFO stuff they had up there in Alaska, they said when them people, those things abducted them and messed with them, they went to doctors. Something had got a hold of them people. They said they'd always see a big white owl in their window before it happened.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden the whole world's crazy over owls. The picture of an unclean spirit in the Word of God. That's tattoos. that's going on, here he gives you this. The sign there of the pyramid that they Christ, the 666 sign, always covering up one eye. Look here what they're saying in rock and roll.
That, all of them. Watch the rappers. Watch them, folks. It's scary.
This is Beyonce giving her testimony. And she has what she calls an alter ego.
Yeah.
Sasha Fierce. All you kids in here, they know who Sasha Fierce is. Beyonce said when she stands on stage, it's not really her performing, it's Sasha. Something that comes into her.
Yeah.
Now, kids, let me tell you something. There is no such thing as an alter ego.
Right.
That's a demon spirit that comes in. She even says, I was shy. And she said, I raised up my hands before a concert and something come into me. And she said, I can't believe the moves that I make and the sounds that come out of me when I'm on stage. It's just like a preacher. Preacher goes on the mountain and gets with God and he gets in the pulpit. The Spirit of God gets on him and he works through in the people. They get out there and they give themselves over to the devil. They pray to the devil over them records and the devil anoints them.
Yeah, that's right.
They're called into the devil's ministry. If you don't believe it, I'm going to let you hear her say it with your own ears.
I raised my hands up and it was kind of the first time I felt something else come into me.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Listen again.
I felt something else come into me.
My.
I don't want
to. Listen to Nicki Minaj as she says her alter ego. You kids better listen to me tonight. They won't tell you this on MTV. They ain't got the guts.
That's right.
They don't care about you. They don't care if you died tonight and went to hell. Listen, here's what she says. He said Roman is one of her alter egos and comes inside of her. And Roman talks and she said people conjured him up and she asked him to leave, but he can't.
Leave, but he can't. He's here for a reason. People have brought him out. People conjured him up. Now he won't leave.
Washington told 6-year-old girls lured a fellow.
Here's where 2 12-year-old girls took one of their classmates, Brother Wayne, led her out into the woods, stabbed her, I forget how many times, and killed her and offers her as a sacrifice to Slender Man. See, y'all know who Slender Man is? See? Slender Man is a mythological character that lives out in the woods and they want to please him. And to please him, are you listening, people? Are you listening? They kill their classmate and said, if Slender Man's pleased with us, he'll let us go live in his mansion. Sound like anything you ever read before in the Bible?
Yeah,
if you get saved, Jesus died for you, you get to go live in a mansion when you leave here?
Yeah.
The devil's counterfeiting Jesus Christ was Slender Man. Watch this, parents. How many of you kids know what Charlie is? Would you raise your hand, please? Raise them real high. There. Charlie is a game where they put their pencils in a certain way at school. I ain't going to ask you who's played it because I'm sure some of y'all have. And all the kids are doing it now. And they're saying, Charlie, are you here? Charlie, are you here? And then Charlie moves the pencils and does all kind of weird stuff like that. His demonic powers and spirits are messing
sure
with
it. Sure it is. Sure it is, Brother.
Let me ask you a question, kids. Watch this, parents. How many of you young people in here know somebody or know of somebody who cuts theirself? Would you raise your hand, please? There, cut there.
Yeah.
Listen, when we was growing up in school, somebody might cut somebody else.
Yeah.
But we ain't into this cutting ourselves stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you understand in the Bible, the man who cut himself was demon possessed?
Right.
He's in the tombs at night cutting himself. It's a sign of demon possession. You say, preacher, is it that bad? Oh, yeah. What's this story here on the news?
Classmate into the woods where they stabbed her 19 times, trying to sacrifice her to Slender Man, a mythological character found in amateur online horror stories, thinking that them and impress Slender Man, who would then invite the girls to come and live in his mansion.
There's them 2 girls. They were trying to impress Slender Man that he might invite them to his mansion. Slender Man's the devil.
Yeah.
And his mansion is on fire.
Yeah.
and you'll burn forever while he laughs at you.
The girl's a...
Look at this. Satan on her shirt.
Called Pretty Reckless. Seen here wearing a shirt that says...
Satan loves me. With the upside down cross. You know what the most blasphemous thing they can say you'll do is turn that cross upside down. And by the way, preacher, I'm going to tell you tonight, listen, don't you get discouraged. Don't feel down and out tonight. Listen, you know what blesses my heart? I've preached on this stuff for years. I got two or three other ones that I do just on music, rap, rock, other things. I ain't never found one song where they cuss Buddha. I ain't never found one where they cuss Muhammad. It's always Jesus. They don't ever say nothing about the Koran. It's always the Bible. You know what that tells me? The spirit that's in them knows which one's right. They know which one to hate. And brother, the fact that they hate that cross proves that what happened on the old rugged cross many, many years ago, glory to God, hallelujah, he paid the price for my sin. And I'm going to heaven when I leave this world because of that cross. Let's move on here this evening, friend. The upside down cross. Jesus, that's a fool name rapper calls himself now. Even writing his own Bible. You know why? He's jealous of Jesus Christ. He's so jealous he can't see straight. Because Jesus has power that he really wants. There's your mark. There's your mark on rock albums. There's your mark, Satan's child, the three sixes. There's your mark on the three cards. There's your mark, midnight to 666. Iron Maiden, Route 666. 3-6 Mafia, rap group. There's your mark, have it on to Satan, performing in front of the kids to get them ready. You see that sign there, like that? That's a sign right there. Three fingers down, deny the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Two up represents Satan's horns.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
Look at that. The 666. Isn't it odd that the old book written thousands of years ago that we're seeing it on Hollywood stages tonight, you know what that proves to me? We're near the end. We are there, people. You didn't see that 25 years ago. You didn't see that 50 years ago. There wasn't no such thing as that last century or the one before. They'd been 60 centuries on this planet, and we're the only one that's seen that. I'm telling you, brother, don't you? You better sit with your feet untangled. Make sure your bills are paid and you're right with God and your neighbor. Because the Lord could come before I get through preaching tonight. He could come snatch us out of here. And brother, you'd be left in here all by yourself tonight. I hope you'll get saved while you still got a chance. Fear. Rappers on VH1. Shoe sale. Goat's head sign. I've seen that big building there in New York City. The heart of Disney. There's where your Bible says it. There's the Antichrist. Shall be upon his right eye. His arms shall be cleaned right up. And his right eye utterly darkened. Watch it tonight. See the dark right eye? See the dark right eye? That's in your Bible, people. And they don't even know that's in the Bible. They don't even know it's in the Bible. They don't even know it's in the Bible. And they're doing it. Get you ready to worship Satan when he shows up here in the flesh. Some of you mamas and dads need to quit playing church. Some of you certain people need to get right with God. Get your family in church. Get your boys and girls in church. There's Anton LaVey, the founder of the
imagery to awaken dormant aspects of the human. What we're waging is a cultural war right now, rising the media against itself. Triple onto right now. We're doing merely the puppet show of human beings, and we're interested in the beings for our own purposes. We are in control to life. We have no concern for the homeless.
Something?
Particularly, we don't have any concern in helping people. Is Adolf Hitler humanism the idea?
telling you tonight, brother, it's coming. See the dark bright eye. See the dark bright eye. On and on and on and on.
All of this in evolution. The end of the old order. The end of the old world.
Look at this cartoon. Tom and Jerry. Way back years ago. You'll see the pyramid on the table. The all-seeing eyes on top of the pyramid. And you'll see it when it lights up. That means the devil is getting ready to appear. I don't have time to show you the whole cartoon. I'm just showing you to tell you the devil's getting little children ready to accept it. Little kids. All seeing eye. See that? The all seeing eye. You see it?
Weird, and you know, it's sounding a little bit.
Now listen to her, Lady Gaga, say she swears to Lucifer.
Strange, and I'm like, if you don't get this right now, I swear to Lucifer, I'm gonna. You know, I get a little bit.
That's
mad.
A God. And here, say it again.
Right now, I swear to Lucifer, I'm gonna. You know, I get a little bit.
Sleep in the room with her, and she's tortured by demons.
Satan. Satan.
Shall rise against nation.
You say, Brother Danny, is all the other signs happening? Oh, yeah. The scripture that I read to you a minute ago. Nations shall rise against nation. We're having more wars tonight than we've ever seen in history. Every time you turn on the news, some building getting blown up. So many people killed in Iraq, Sudan, Iran. Brother, there's the condition of the world. That's how they're doing Christians tonight. They're killing them and beating them. Matthew chapter 24, we're already seeing the signs get here. So that means the rapture is very, very soon, people. Lord, have mercy. We need to pray. There's ever been a time when we need to get on our face and say, oh God, send us another revival. It might be your last chance for Iceland, Kentucky. This church right here tonight might be the last chance this town ever had for a move of God. I challenge everybody. Look at that tonight, folks. That's just a little piece. The sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and looking for those things that are coming on the earth. The sea and the waves roaring.
Dark is lit up tonight. Severe storms causing damage in parts of Texas, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, and to the north there, also dealing with torrential rains, wiping out roads, triggering floods, mudslides in parts of Ohio, up to a foot in parts of the state of Minnesota.
Here in downtown, not unusual in Argentina at this time of year, but it's four decades since the inhabitants of the homes amid bad weather that's made driving impossible. And what
said there'd be signs. See, in the Bible, God speaks through earthquakes. God speaks, it's not an accident. They say on here that California is getting ready to have a big earthquake. They said it's not if, it's when. 100% chance. Of an earthquake. All these are just last year. That's in your own state here of Kentucky. And all those fish and just mysteriously died for no reason at all. Famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. God's trying to talk to us.
Tied to this flooding stretch well beyond.
Some of you here tonight need to make up your mind you're going to get in church every time the doors is open. Not just something special like this, but Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I'd get my kids in the house of God. I want them in every single service. The Lord's coming back. You teenagers here tonight, I'd run to God just as fast as I could run. One of these days, it's going to be too late. It'll be too late. There's an 8.2 magnification. There's a 5.1. There it is, shaking them as they're on the evening news. God shakes the world and trying to warn people. Repent! Repent! Repent, the Lord said. And people won't listen to it. God have mercy on us.
Seismologists are particularly worried about this quake because
about 24 hours ago, there has been another strong earthquake off of northern Chile. And 7.8 shakers struck the earth in the Pacific Ocean.
6.0 in the Solomon Islands. Heavy flooding from the tropics.
door.
Look at that, 5.6 in the islands of Greece.
7.6 earthquake. Tsunami warning has been issued for the Sunken Islands and surrounding areas. Tsunami watch was also
damaged from an earthquake on Thursday. A second quake struck Nicaragua on Friday.
Mexico. Families there to celebrate Easter. Americans there too.
The sound of the alarms 200 miles away. People scurrying out of their buildings.
Earthquakes recently.
Scientists say most of these quakes are not related to one another. There's a 100% chance of a major California earthquake eventually. California is overdue.
U.S.
100% chance. 7.5 in New Guinea. All these were last year. 6.7 in Vancouver.
A 4.2 aftershock.
It's registering 4.7 on the Richter scale.
South
Any
Australia.
Effects were felt far and wide.
As tornadoes wiped out entire neighborhoods in Arkansas.
On the ground for 40 miles.
And I've heard that say in Russia. Watch as a big hole opens up right in the middle of traffic. It was 21 feet across.
You know, the Bible said in the Old Testament, the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed up a bunch of people. You pay attention to stuff like that? Are you reading your Bible? Look at what he said. 50,000 square feet disappeared down in Florida.
Now you watch it tonight. The city county building was closed today, which means...
Instead of repenting, you know what we do? We give the sodomites. I'm not trying to be ugly. I ain't trying to make nobody mad. Might be some of your kin folks. I love them. God loves them. I ain't trying to be mean. I don't hate nobody.
Amen, brother.
But God did not make a man for another man.
That's
or a
right.
woman for another woman.
That's
and when right. we put our approval on this as a nation, what we're spitting in the face of God.
Exactly.
Are you listening to me tonight? We're daring him. Come on, I dare you to do something. And you don't dare God like that forever. His mercy is hanging over us right now. Only the mercy of God is keeping him from wiping this whole country out. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, you better get saved while you got a chance. I don't care if you're 8 or you're 80, you better get saved while you got a chance. Look what's going on in this country tonight. It's Sodom and Gomorrah.
Tomorrow morning will be the first opportunity that same-sex couples have to come here and apply for a marriage license. And we met many couples tonight at the rally. In
we wonder why earthquakes are coming.
The crowd to rock the marriage license counter the next few days. He also mentioned he's single. Then he put Councilman Corey O'Connor.
Councilman gets referred. Listen, people, the city councilmen are proposing to each other in front of a crowd of people to get married.
On the spot. The real proposal came later.
Because of the day.
Them two right there.
Because of the location, I thought this would be.
Look at this. Look at the British Award. You want to see something here? Look who they go crazy.
Do you have any words at all?
That. That's who's taking Great Britain by storm. You say, what is it? I don't even know what that is. But they're worshiping it. The people have gone crazy. They're worshiping it. Listen, people, we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah. We're living in Sodom and Gomorrah. The time for playing church is over.
That's right.
The fence is getting so wide, you can't straddle it no more. Get in. Listen to this.
I do. This night is dedicated to everyone who believes in a future of peace and freedom.
This night is dedicated to everyone that believes in the future of peace and freedom. That's where the world's going. It's them people.
You know who you are. Oh, who you are. We are unity and we are unstoppable.
When the Zukunft.
You ain't never in your life seen it no more plainer. We're in Sodom tonight.
You're absolutely right.
I'm telling you tonight, people, the Lord's coming back. And he's coming soon. I wouldn't wait another minute. I've been preaching before and people knocking chairs over come to the altar and getting saved so they can get right with God before Jesus comes. Listen, I wouldn't leave. I wouldn't wait till I got through preaching. I'd jump up right now and grab that preacher's hand and say, pray for me. I don't want to go to hell. And the the very fact that we're here tonight. If I'd have showed something in a church like that 30 years ago, people, you couldn't sleep at night tonight.
Yeah.
Most of you folks go here tonight, nah, no big deal. That's why our conscience is seared.
Right.
We've seen so much sin. Because iniquity shall abound. Look at this.
Is it just between Conchita and Michael Sam? Did the whole world feel like it became a better place to live in the last 24?
He said the world became a better place to live since she, him, shim, whatever, made that speech.
Beside that, you know, I'm a member of the gay community and our stories are similar. Over the years, I tried to fit in.
Look at that. You think times ain't changed? 6,000 years, we went from that in 100 years to that. You think we ain't in the last days?
Take a selfie.
Kanye West says he's full of demons, and he pulls demons out of his body, and now he's trying to say Jesus to try to make... He's jealous of Jesus Christ, people.
Yep.
Are you that blind? Are you that wicked? Are you that you say, oh, I think he's cool. You don't even realize the devil sent him.
Send
your soul to destroy you. Look at the cartoons where the Catholic priest pulls a lid on these little Catholic children and they all go to hell, making a joke out of hell. There's the devil tormenting them while they're there, like it's all a big joke. But it's really true. You know why they do that? To make you think it's just some mythological joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to this. On the Illuminati.
Illuminati, there is a certain level that you get at that you can't go no further. And I'll leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? There's a certain level that you get to that there's a door that you have to walk through. And it's on you to walk through that door. And once you walk through that door, there's no coming back.
He said, once you walk through that door, there ain't no coming back. That's when they make that pact, that signing in with Satan to get rich and sell records. And then it's over.
Into our church.
This is a Methodist church up north that has their annual Harry Potter Day. Harry Potter now. Harry Potter is a 101 witchcraft for our kids to learn in the public schools.
Yep.
Harry Potter is a demonic creature depending on demonic spirits, and everything about it's wicked from start to finish. This is a church.
I don't go to church. I've been here for 6 times, and every time there's something different.
It doesn't feel like we're being recruited. It feels like we're being welcomed.
I'm Reverend Dr. Susan Yadick Glidden, pastor.
There's Reverend Dr. Susan, the pastor.
Quincy Community United Methodist Church here in Quincy, Massachusetts. And we are having our 7th annual Harry Potter extravaganza.
Ain't that something?
Good way, the Bible says.
Now here's the way the world feels about the preaching of the gospel.
Yeah.
I was looking at that little place right down below me there. I don't know if y'all ever do it, but man, that's a place to go straight preaching. Where that flag is and that water's squirting up.
Yeah.
I almost went down there today and did it. And I tell you, that's a place to go, man. And look at these guys preaching on the street and look at the reaction they get.
That's up to me. Repent.
Guy comes up blowing that thing. Look how they mock the gospel.
Sin. That's it, Lord. But I ain't judging you. I can tell you the way to heaven. He said, I said, no.
Look at that.
But what Jesus done for me, he saved me. What did I believe to get me to heaven? I believed on the cross of Calvary.
Now you'll watch this witch, lady dressed up like a witch, and she said, don't you talk to my children. Talking about those people around her. You'll feel my wrath.
That Jesus Christ died for my sin. He bled for my sin. His blood washed my sins away.
Amen, brother. Thank God, man, got enough guts to get out there.
Jesus alive. He raised like I got saved to go out and preach the gospel.
Let's do him cheer when he hushes.
You do not want to feel my wrath. Do not.
And Ain't that something? You think the world lucks the gospel tonight? They have a thing over there in Asheville, North Carolina every year, and called Bell Share. And every year they people come, thousands and thousands. And a friend of mine called me. They said, Brother Danny, there's some boys went out there preaching. By the way, that is what we're supposed to do, preach the gospel every creek, not just in the church walls. Every preacher in the Bible was an outside street preacher, including Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Including Jesus. They didn't have no church buildings. And buddy, I'll tell you, they told me, they called me up, preacher, and they said, they were over there spitting on them preachers. And I'd have never known it if he hadn't called me and told me. Now, if it had been the other way around, and if some preachers went up to where some homosexuals were and spit on them, it would have been on TV all over the country, and they'd have been charged with hate crime. And nobody said a word. You see where I'm see what I'm saying tonight? Can y'all can you get it? Has it got through to you yet?
Look at it. He had everything in the world.
Thank God, young man. Amen. I don't know what that is. Look at this. Every knee will bow to me and every tongue will confess to God.
Is where you stand before God.
Listen to this little girl about 10 years old. You think you ain't full of the devil?
Shut up! Before it's too late.
Shut it!
We can all be saved tonight. And I pray that you turn and repent before it's too late. Turn from your sin. What is sin? What God gave us.
Boy, some mama's going to give an answer for that one of these days. Lord have mercy.
So that we can see our sin.
Stop talking. No one listen.
Well, I've had them threaten me. I've had them get up in church and go like that and walk out the door. I had them call me up and say, we're going to kill you. We've had stuff thrown out all over our church parking lot saying, Mick Jagger's God, spread the word. You wouldn't believe. That stuff about, they put stuff on me about the internet. And you would not believe all the crazy stuff. You know why? This world hates what me and you believe. It's not us they hate. It's who we represent and who we're for. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. But I tell you, we're on the winning side, people. We're going to win this thing one of these days. Thank God in heaven we're on the winning side.
And see, because of our sin, that we need to turn to God.
High holes should be quiet.
We need to turn to God before it's too late, just like the rich man. The rich man didn't turn to God, and it was too late for him when he stood before God in heaven.
He wants to hear you.
And in hell,
my.
Jesus, blah, blah, Jesus, blah, blah.
Don't think that your own good works will get you to heaven.
That's hard to believe, somebody that young, already controlled. Hey. Look at our spit on him.
Christ, you need to believe on the Lord. That's your only hope. Your only hope is Christ. Your only hope is Christ.
The Holy Spirit.
Me and my wife down there in the nursery tonight. We was at visitation not long ago. We talked to this woman in a trailer. This just been a few weeks back. She cussed us, said, you get off my blankety blank property. She come around the side of the house with a pot of beans and slung it at us. And her window was rolled up and there's a boy in the back seat over here and slung beans all over the back of my car. Cussing and screaming.
Yeah.
What makes people act like that? It ain't us. It's who and what we represent.
Look at tall, pure granite monument used to look like.
Ten Commandments.
This is how workers found it today, shortly after a man turned himself in, confessing to the crime. But here's the thing.
There's the world tonight going 90 miles an hour toward hellfire and the bottomless pit. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, hell is an awful place. Teenager, you better listen to me tonight. Hell is real. It ain't no joke. It ain't nothing to laugh about. There's fire down there. And you burn and scream forever and ever and ever and ever. The Bible said there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Word of God teaches that tonight. You want just to see that every few minutes there's someone, every few seconds people die without God and go into everlasting punishment. People die every second. People have died. You could die before you get home tonight without God and wind up in hell. This is how fast death can come to you. That's how fast it happened just like that. wind up in hell forever, screaming and burning. No hope to get out. No hope to get out. No hope to get out, you hear me? None. There ain't no relief. Ain't no rock music. Ain't no rap music. It's hell forever and never, 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 never. No relief. You burn. You scream.
Somebody help me!
Forever, never, never. You say, preacher, I don't believe in that. That's exactly what Satan wants you to believe. I'll show you something else here tonight. 2,000 years ago, there was a man. This man loved you. I want that sister to come to the piano. And I'm going to tell you something. This man loved you enough to let him beat nails through his hands. He wasn't no rapper. He wasn't no some fool drug dealer trying to make money off of you. He loved you. Before you was ever born. She's going to play softly tonight. I want you to look at what this man done for you. Bible said they put a crown of thorns on his head. And he's seen us out in the future. That's the one they mock. That's the one they make fun of. And he loved Jay-Z and Nicki Minaj and Madonna and Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and LeBron James. He loved them enough to let them beat them nails through his hands. And he loved you tonight. You know what? People say, well, there ain't no hell. If there ain't no hell, why'd he do that? Why'd he do that? And let them put him on that cross. Why'd he do it tonight? Why did he die? Why did he say, Father, forgive them? For they know not what they do. You know why he did it? He did it for everything wrong that you've ever done. He did it for you tonight. He did it for you, Mom. He did it for you, young people. He did it for you, girls. Young man, listen, if I was here tonight and I wasn't saved, you're going to make a decision before you leave here tonight.
Yeah.
You're going to say, yes, Lord, or you're going to say, no, Lord. It don't matter what you think about me. That don't mean nothing. What do you think of Jesus? Jesus.